I was like, get worried, you know, nobody can hear me. It's great. Thanks, Steve, for giving me opportunity. But thanks to the Lord for the opportunities He gives us to go out and to do what He wants us to do. And I've got a word here, and I really believe it's a prophetic word. I believe it's a prophetic word for this church, but for each of us all together in ourselves. And I'd like to impart something to you. I was walking in the courts with the Lord. I'll pass that by you again. I was walking in the courts of the Lord with the Lord. The Lord. The Lord. Jesus. Dad. Dad, you with me? And you know what He said to me? He said, I must tell you this evening that He loves you all so much. That He's so excited about the deposit that He's placed in your heart. He is so excited about the light that He's placed in your heart. And that He has given you everything pertaining to life and to godliness. And He's called you with a purpose. And He wants you to know that the anointing that you carry, there is nothing in this world that can stand against it. The Lord wanted me to tell you, and this is what I heard from Him, is that times are going to get worse. Guys, times are going to get worse and worse and worse. Okay? And that's prophetic. You don't have to look at, all you need to do is read your Bible and you will see that. But there's going to be a people who will stand, a people who will know their God, a people who will move with their God, a people who will know who they are in Christ. And they will move out and they will be a light to the nations. And that light will be taken out, and God has called each one of you. Now, there's some of you sitting here right now, and you're thinking, oh, not me, I'm this and that. Well, I jolly well think it's about time you laid that aside, and you picked up what God has been doing. I'd like to just put the first slide on for me there, just to show you something quickly. It's finding the thread that God has for you right now. Now, the only way you can do that is by discerning His present move, is looking at the past. Now, those of you who have been in this church for about 4 years or longer will know that God's taken us on a journey. And what God has done, He's come along and He's implanted into your spirit certain things and certain principles and certain theologies, if you want to call it that, but He's planted life into your hearts. You know, the least of you here can go with me to India and you have something to share with those people over there. You have an anointing to break through. God's light will break through. God's light will dissipate the darkness. And it's starting over here. Let's take a line here. This is the 4 years. In this 4 years, God has come along and He's implanted and He's built up and He's built up word upon word upon word upon word, line upon line upon line upon line, so that you are equipped to go out and do the job. He hasn't left you alone. He's promised you His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who stands close to you. He will never leave you, nor will He ever forsake you. He's with you now. He's with you forever. And we're going to still have a jewel in heaven like you can never believe. Amen. Michelle, that was for you. Guys, get ready. Not get ready. You are ready. You hear what I'm saying? The past has a part to play. The past is where God has been preparing you for a day such as this. When I heard about the tidal wave, the Lord gave me a vision 25 years ago of the tidal wave hitting Durban. And I haven't got time to go into it. But that tidal wave is here. God is on the move right now. Start picking up the thread of what God is doing. When we come and worship here, start picking up the thread of what you see God is doing. Don't sit back and say, oh, this is so, it is nice. But hear that voice. Walk in the courts of God with Him. Take hold of His hand and walk with Him and let Him speak to you. He is speaking to you now. He's going to speak to you all the time while you're here. And you know it's never going to stop. When you get to heaven, it's going to carry on, guys. Amen. So prepare your heart for action. Just go out. Change your thinking. Steve spoke about repentance. Repentance is not a yucky word. Repentance is a change of mind. If you're a Christian and you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you believe in the complete work of Calvary, you have everything you need and God will energize that and you will be able to become what He's called you to do. And you will pick up that thread and you will hear that voice saying, this is a way, walk ye in it. Amen? Acknowledging his present move. Are you acknowledging what God is doing right now? Are you hearing that voice? Not only in the meetings, but in everything that you're doing every single day. I was so excited to hear Michelle's testimony of how God is doing things. Should I? Shouldn't I, Lord? Wayne, are you asleep? I'm just going to do something spontaneously here because this is what I feel the Lord will do in light of this, a thread that I picked up for Wayne. On Tuesday this week, I don't know where I was walking. I think I was walking out the office or in the office or what. It doesn't matter where I was. And I just saw Wayne's face and I thought, gee whiz, Lord, why his face? You know, he hasn't got the prettiest face. His wife is a lot prettier than he is. Wade, man. Sorry, not Wayne. Wade. Thank you. You see, this is why I need brothers to correct me all the time. You guys have got to walk in forgiveness with me all the time. Okay. And this is a scripture he gave me and a word he gave me a year ago for you. John 3:7, verse 38. Let me read that to you quickly. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. From your innermost, a river is starting to flow from you to your family and to your business and beyond. I think at that time we didn't think of a family, but I just looked at this and I thought, wow. I have a great purpose for you, proclaiming freedom, starting in the depths of your heart. And where God is doing something in your heart, and God's going to take you in, and God's going to reveal the supernatural to you. And it's going to be, you're going to see things, and people are going to think you're crazy at times, but God will know, you will know, and he will take you on. And also out of that, God's going to equip you to equip other people to pick up his flow and to move with his flow and to touch his heart. It's going to be a heart-to-heart experience in what you do. I have a great purpose for you. I just see God opening up doors. I see leadership arising in you, leadership in the church, leadership out there, and God's going to give you a special anointing to take people on and to touch the lives of people. And then he's going to say, he's going to give you a freedom and a grace flowing from you, touching all who comes across your path. And already people have seen it. People have felt it. People have acknowledged it. And they're going to do it more and more and more, even as you lie there sleeping. Only believe, walk in it, and see the success you have cried for. Feel the change. God's going to speak to you. God's going to take you. God's going to take you on supernatural journeys. I see supernatural journeys. I see things happening out there, and he's going to reveal so much. And especially in his last days, he's going to give you an ability to help people to grasp the supernatural and what is happening in the supernatural. Yo, that was exciting, eh? Acknowledging the present move, seeing what God is doing, finding that thread. There's a thread that the Lord started a year ago. And I picked up this word I had there, and the Lord said, it's his. Now, God is on the move all the time. He's doing this all the time. We just need to be sensitive. We need to become sensitized to his voice. You know, when I teach on hearing God's voice, one thing I like teaching on, that God speaks to us 24/7. He's always speaking to us. Now, hear God say, oh, I never hear God's voice. Well, open your ears. Open your eyes. Start feeling and touching. Hey? Start feeling and touching. God is around all the time. And then we have the future, his vision for you and the church. What is God's vision for you? And it's amazing. I came here and I saw somebody's notes here. It says, Proverbs 29:18, where there's no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Now we know we're not into law. But without vision, people perish. Your vision gives you energy to do what God has called you to do. I actually brought my vision here. It's called Bill Brain Vision 2012. I always try every year at the beginning of the year to write down what God has said to me. And I start moving into that which God has said. I send it to Steve and the elders. They've seen it. And I send it to my friends because I need the input. I might have missed something. But I can see, and I can see what God is doing. And you know, the more I look at the vision, the more I sense God's energy going through these little old veins in this young man's life. Yeah? Now, you weren't supposed to laugh then. Okay? Vision does it. Vision does it. Vision pushes you on. Not pushes you on. I had a dream. I was in Portugal last year in August. And forgive me, those people have heard it before. But it was one of those dynamic dreams. It was a visitation. That's the only way I can describe it to you. And I'm not trying to be spiritual and say it was just like that. It was so real, I don't need to even write it all down. It is so ingrained in my heart. But what happened, the Lord was there, and he sat down in a chair in front of me. He had gray longs on. He had a sports jacket on. I never saw the shirt. And he sat there, and I was like a little boy. I was like a little boy. You know, those of you who have got children, and perhaps you can remember when you were a kid with your dad, you wanted to go and do things for your dad and make your dad pleased. Shame, I remember many years ago, my youngest daughter, I had some beautiful flowers in my front yard when I was in Richards Bay, and I was really protecting these flowers. And she saw me working on these flowers. And I came back, I don't know where I'd been, I'd come back, and she picked some of the flowers and came up and said, "Daddy, these are for you." And you know, what I'm saying to you is one of those regrets in life. I got angry because she took those flowers and never saw her heart. Hey? And I should have picked her up like a father, and I should have said, "Thank you, dear. Thank you for destroying my beautiful flowers." But really, guys, that's what it is. Now, why am I telling you that? What's it relate to this to this dream? That's how my father was with me. I could go and do things that we had made mistakes. There was therefore no condemnation, guys. There was a freedom. This morning, thanks, Steve, for praying for me and the guys for praying for me. But one of the words, the first thing that Anne heard was freedom. And she said to me as we sat down, she says, "She really believes the Lord wants me to go out into India and speak God's freedom." Now, I know that you will understand what I'm saying. When God has brought us a freedom in this church and a freedom in our faith that we possibly haven't had before. And do we really know what that freedom is? And this is what God is doing. He's challenging us on that freedom. Now, let me see if I can get this thing to work. This should be fun. It's off. God's promised in the past. It works, guys. I didn't even have a teenager to show me this. God's promise. He says there, Isaiah 60, one of my scripture that came out of last year with me, which I haven't left because God has been ministering and ministering and ministering to me out of the scripture. And he says there, "Get out of bed, Jerusalem." Now, put your name in there. Get out of bed. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. Wake up. Wake up to that thread that is in your life now. Wake up to the thread of the Spirit moving through the church and moving here. Even this morning, we heard about clouds. I'm starting to see the cloud. Every time I come into this meeting, I'm looking around for the cloud, guys. Because a long time ago, the Lord gave me a dream and showed me the cloud in this place. And the cloud is here. Open your eyes. See it. Click into it. Okay? God's bright glory has risen on you. God Himself has risen upon you. God Himself is with you. Listen to that word. Take hold of that word. God is with you. He is your light. The whole earth is wrapped in darkness. Come on. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that one. Right now, the world is in darkness. There is darkness out there. And it's only the light of Jesus Christ that's going to dissipate the darkness and that's going to push the darkness back. I believe there's going to be a warfare where we just walk under the light and move in the light that's going to push back darkness like we've never seen before. Just because we are there, just because we're shining, because we believe and we walk in the freedom and the rest and the peace that God has given us. Amen. God will do it. And the challenge of you to you this evening as well is walk in the light. Rest in the light. Don't try and work these things out yourself. I've got past that stage of trying to work these things out. We just need to go with the Lord. If He's speaking about it, go for it. Take your vision. He will energize it. And He will give you all the means to go and accomplish what you need to be accomplishing. the whole earth, all people sunk in darkness, but God rises on you. What a promise this evening. God rises on you. Speak to the people next door. Just prophesy over them quickly. Tell them that God is rising over them. Come on. A sign of a prophetic church is a church that believes in the now word of God. A church that is moving with the now word of God. The church that has no compromise regarding the now word of God. A church that is moving in the freedom that only the Holy Spirit can bring. And we need to move into that more and more. His sunrise glory breaks. Nations will come to your light. Kings to the sunburst. Brightness. Look up. Look around. Watch as they gather. Watch as they approach. Your sons coming from great distance. Your daughters carried by their nannies. I've got a feeling this church is going to get kind of small, Steve. We're going to get in a great place, you know, to put all the millions and the multitudes and all that. Eh? When you see them coming, you'll smile big smiles. And your heart will swell. Yes, it'll help. Let me read you something else quickly. The panoramic glory of the church. The glory of God dawns over Jerusalem like the sunrise. She becomes a beacon to a world in deep darkness, and nations are drawn to a light. The procession of returning Israelites become an influx of people and wealth from all nations. They bring animals for sacrifice and gifts to beautify the temple. Jerusalem's glory and the news of what God has done for her make her the wonder of the world. Her gates are open day and night so that the royal delegations may flow in. All nations are judged by their response to Jerusalem, and all many enemies come to pay homage. Everything is richer, stronger, and better. That's the gospel, guys. Everything is better. When you go into Hebrews, it is a better sacrifice. Everything about God is better. And he says, the aim of government is righteousness, and the driving force is peace. Hey, righteousness and peace. Isn't that beautiful? Jerusalem is surrounded by salvation and assessed with praise. Accessed with praise. The glory of God is her perpetual light. The glory of God is your perpetual light. The glory of God dwells in your heart. Stephen ministered years ago, on that. You are the glory of God. The glory of God rests in you. Let it flow. Let it burn. Let it be seen. Don't hide it under a bushel. And he goes on and he says there, planted as God's own to grow and to flourish. Is it all a dream? No. God himself is going to make it a reality. I put this in because of that last statement. God himself is doing it, guys. Look at your heart and see what he's been doing. Look how he's been forming you. Look how he's been taking you on. Look how he's been loving you. Look how he's been speaking to you. Look how he's been holding you. Jesus, when he went into the temple at 12 years old, he was 12 years old, and all the rabbis were there, and they were hoying him questions, and he was hoying them answers. And they were staggered by what this guy was saying. Now, he was 12 years old, and people say, well, he didn't really know he was God. I think they are wrong. I think he had a mother who had a prophetic word and had angels come to visit her. And when she held that little baby, she spoke all these words. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit exalts in God my Savior. He who is mighty has done great things, and holy is his name. Oh, you are the Son of God. You are the great I am. You are the one that's going to take the sins of the world. You are going to die for the sins of the world, etc., etc. And she prophesied and prophesied and prophesied and prophesied and prophesied. So when people asked the questions, it was a natural expression of what God has done through the prophetic word that had been spoken over his life, and he responded to those questions, and he knew exactly, because his mother said, you are the Son of God, and you hear the Father's voice. And Steve has been ministering on that. The only voice we need to be hearing is Father's voice, because Jesus only did what he heard the Father say. He only spoke those words that he heard from the courts of heaven. And I trust, even as I share with you tonight, that I have heard the words in the courts of heaven, and that I'll sow them into your lap, that you soak them up into your spirit, and that a challenge will come, not a challenge from me, but that you will become like that little boy I was in that dream, running around wanting to help Dad. And Dad took me up into Africa. Dad took me here. And Dad took me there. And Dad showed me the spiritual warfare I need to be doing. And Dad. Woo! It was so nice being with Dad. Huh? And you know where it starts? Where we sit on his lap every day. And we lean upon him. Have you guys have heard me say that so many times? And to me, I cannot get away from it because that's where the action is. And I lean upon him and I hear that heartbeat. All I hear, I love you, Bill. I love you, Bill. I love you, Bill. Huh? And he just pours out and he just pours out and he pours out. And what happens? The light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And the darkness goes further and further and further away. Sure, when we move like that, I really believe we're moving into a new realm of spiritual warfare. That just by where we are, because of the anointing, because of the light, it will dissipate the darkness. Demons will manifest because we are there. And boy, it's going to be a joy. Well, it is a joy. Amen. Can I have an amen? Thank you, but thank you, all of you. Do you like that panoramic view? Anne, help my English. You know why the Lord gave me Anne? Because my sister said at last now I'm going to get a bit of culture. The word portrays another way. And that comes out of Matthew 5:13-16. And I believe this is awfully prophetic as well. Here's another way to put it. You hear to be light. You here to be light. Bringing out the God colors in the world. God colors. Come on, guys. Hey? The New Ages don't have it. We've got it. Hey? We've got it. Guys, you've got to believe this. Hey? You've got to believe. I'm using the Message Bible because, you know, it speaks brother language. Bringing out the God colors. God is not a secret to be kept. Guys, he's not a secret to be kept. If you say you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have this Almighty God who by faith has come to live in your heart. That means you have the whole of heaven ready to burst out. And his grace will lead you on. His grace will protect you. His grace will hold you. His grace will show you what to do. And we've heard much about that. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? Remember what he said, what we saw earlier on? He is going to do it. And he's busy causing us to shine. And sometimes the shining upsets a couple of people, you know. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. He hasn't put you under a bucket where nobody can see you. He's put you up on a stand. You know, that light on the floor, you're not going to get any light. But that light hanging in the ceiling is giving everybody light. And that's why he's lifting us up and lifting up his church. You know, I see fear gripping many Christians. Fear of the future. Fear of gold price. Fear of not this and fear of this and fear of that and fear of that. Guys, let your light shine. While the light's shining, there's no fear there. Where there's the love of God, no fear can operate. Hey? Because love dissipates all that, as we know. And that's, I'm not in going there now. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father of heaven. God's year of action. Another word the Lord gave me, and it's not too late to get into action and to do what God has called you to do. That's Luke 4:16. God's Spirit is on me. Just to turn to your neighbor and tell them God's Spirit is on them. Right, now just check if you saw any unbelief or doubt there. And just sort that out, get it out the way. He's chosen me to preach the message of God, of good news to the poor. Sent me to announce pardon to prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. I really believe that's a prophetic word for us right now, for each one of us. This is God's year for us to act. His light is upon us. He's made us a light on a hill so people can see. Now let your light shine. And perhaps you're sitting there saying, oh, gee whiz, look at work. Guys, it comes with that relationship. Sit on his knee tomorrow night, tomorrow morning. She just reminded me what I do. I go and have a cup of tea with the Lord. If he doesn't turn up, I drink his tea. But two cups of tea. No, but serious, it helps me to get my mind that he is real. He's with me. I walk with him. I talk with him. And when I walk through the courts of heaven, when I walked this week, he was grabbed me by the hand, and we've been walking up and down, and we've been talking, and he's been talking to me about you and saying how much he loves you, as I said just now. And I mean, guys, then he's telling how much he loves me, but then he's telling how much he loves everybody, how much he loves the world. Yeah. And then I hear that cry coming out of heaven, comfort, oh, comfort my people. And I pray that even as I go to India, that I'll be able to comfort his people with the freedom that God has given me, with the message I'm speaking to you right now, with all that Steve and everybody has put into our hearts over the last 4 years. That which the Lord wants me to say and to do, that it'll just come out, that I'll be a light on there. I'm no different to you. You're no different to me. We've got the same message. We've heard it all. Let's go out and do it. Don't hide what you've done. Don't hide it. He scrolled up the scroll, handed it back to his sister, and sat down. Every eye in the place was on him, intent. You know, who's this dude? Who's this brew? And he said, then he started in, you've just heard scripture make history. Guys, it's your opportunity, your very own opportunity to make history. Amen. That's why I challenge you to write down the vision. As Habakkuk says, that everybody walking past can see it. But not only everybody walking past, you can see it as you walk past. So every time I walk past here, I see my calling. And what does it do? It energizes me and reminds me of what God has done. And when things come against me, I go back to what he has said. And when I look what he has said, I'm lifted out of the miry clay, to use the old term of chachadness. Is that good? Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Guys, we've got to get into the reality of our walk. And this is what it's all about. You know, the prophetic here is to bring heaven down and make heaven real. And I just trust that somehow, somewhere, I've made heaven real to you. Guys, it's family time. You know, he is our Father in heaven. And think of a family. Think of a home. Think of dad sitting at a table with everybody around the table, with mom and the kids and the action and everything like this. And when the kid goes out to do things, he knows dad's over there. He knows he can call on dad at any time. And there's an intimacy and there's a relationship. Oh, he's father. And there's a respect and there's an honor towards dad. And we have the same respect and honor towards him. He is my dad. And you know, when he takes you hold of you and he goes walking with you, it's just so great. Amen. It's just so great. God has given you an imagination. Start using it. Start using it. Yes. Hey? When you know, if I read the book of Revelation, if I have to start reading the book of Revelation, I'll keep you all here all night. Because all I see are these amazing pictures of heaven and green and colors and angels and funny okies and other funny okies and all sorts of things out there. And it's so exciting. I mean, boy, oh boy, when we get to heaven, are we going to have a joy? I'm going to ask him a couple of questions there. And we'll see Richard and we'll see all those guys. You know, even I just saw when Richard, you know, shame with all that happened to him. My first picture of him was, wow, here I go, boy. And he did a couple of things around the, I don't know if they have an athletic field up there, but he probably did some astral travel. No, we don't do astral traveling, do we? Well, whatever they do in heaven. Yeah, you know what I mean. It came true just now in this place. And I made a comment down below there. Don't build an altar. Move with the cloud. Pick up the thread of what God is doing right now. Pick up the thread in your life. And you know, the present, Acts 13:47, he has made us, he has made you a light to the nations to take his salvation to the uttermost part. That is part of my calling. That scripture was given to me many years ago, and I hold on to that scripture. He's made me a light to the nations. There's some guys, there's a Pastor Nathan, where are you? They're at the back from Kenya here with us tonight, and Henry, and we're busy speaking and putting things together in Kenya. And the light that God has given us here, we're going to take up to Kenya and to Tanzania and wherever God wants to take us. Right now, the light from this church is going to India. And it's not about me, guys. You guys prayed. You're part of the deal. Hey? And God willing, I'll speak to James. I'm going to try and send stuff back weekly so you can hear what is happening out there, because I'm expecting great things. Amen. And you must get out and you must trust the Lord even this week. As you walk out that door, just know that you are a light to touch the nations and to bring His salvation to the uttermost part. You have a message of God's goodness and the hope that is in your heart. Just share that. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Right. Steve, is that okay? What's that, carry on? No. It's getting quiet in this Presbyterian church. You know, us charismatics don't like quietness, do we? Huh? Do we? You know, it's amazing that I pulled out these scriptures and God just said and dropped in my heart that there's some special people here that He wants to point out. You know, the presence of God, that cloud is with us right now. And I just sense it. I just sense it moving slowly here. Just open up your heart. Just let Him start doing things. Just let Him start speaking to you. Think of yourself as that light on a hill. See yourself going out and taking this light to the nations. Your nation is your next door neighbor, man. Your nation is the person you're working with. The nation is the people you're going to meet tomorrow. The nations are the taxi driver that's going to cut you off tomorrow. You know, these are the people. And you know, as you go, just move in love, and as you watch your heart, God is just going to open those doors, and He's going to help you to be the answer to the problems of this town and this nation. Amen. 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 KK, when I met you, when you came in here, I had a word, and I really believe the Lord wants to challenge you this evening. And this is a word, Isaiah 58:11, 12. You can read that when you get home, and I've got this for you here. He is your guide, and His Spirit will guide you into all truth. Rejoice, the Lord is with you and not against you. And when I looked at that and I thought of it, I thought sometimes you seem to think, or seem to feel that He is, but the Lord wants you to really just relax with Him. I just see that importance of relaxing. And He says here, be strong, courageous, and firm. Be bold today. He will satisfy you like nothing else. And He will take you into places you've never, ever dreamt of. You've been coming here for a long time, and God says He's drawn a line now. You can either sit back, or you can step up, and you can take hold of all that God has have you. And He's placed a deposit in your heart. And the leadership that is in your heart needs to break out now. Don't hide it away. Don't put the light behind under a stone. But lift it up. Let your light so shine, because He's called you for a purpose. He's called you for a purpose. He says, He will strengthen you to become a spring of water that does not fail. And your strength is in Him, your hope is in Him, and no one else. Don't look around you, but look at Him. Look at your Father and embrace Dad and allow Him to speak to you, to guide you, and to take you on into those awesome places you've really guessed about and dreamt about. They're ready for you. Step out. Cross that line tonight.
When I had my dream, just to share it with you too, the Lord showed me all these things. And the Lord said, and I'm passing something on that's in my heart to you that came out the dream as well, that I could carry on like I was before, or I could step and do the things that He'd showed me I need to be doing. And that's why I'm doing the things this year that He's shown. And I encourage you to get back home, to listen, to get down, to write, and to hear His voice to you personally, and to see it. And once you've got those words, the correct thing to do is to go to people you trust, and the elders that you trust, whoever you trust, and say, look, this is what God has said, and let confirmation come. When you've got the confirmation, to move into that confirmation, and let God lead you step by step into the things that He has for you, because the time of sitting on your blessed assurance is over. Get out there and do what He has called you to do. There's anointing on your life. And even as your kids are sitting around you, it's going to affect them too. Don't think you're going to sit there and laugh about it. You're going to get out and do it as well, because God has called you as a family, not in you, not in isolation. Amen. And your dad smocks you too much, man. Huh? There is no failure, only victory. I just saw no failure, only victory, KK. Victory. And sometimes you stress. But there's victory and more victory and more victory coming. Hey? He changes the confession over you to repairer. Listen to that. To repairer and restorer. He's going to give you the ability to repair and to restore. Think about that and see what the Lord says to you about that. Amen. Lord, I just pray for them. Pray for them as a family, that you just be with them right now. And Lord, that you will just bless them, and that you present yourself there in a special way. Just reveal your love and your heart and your mercy to them. Lord, increase the light over that family. Increase the light. Let them be a light on top of a hill, Lord. Let them be a house on top of a hill. A light on top of the hill. Sorry, my throat seems to be playing silly things with me at the moment. Whoopsie. I've forgotten your name, lady behind you. So, yes, you. You know, you've sat many a day and you thought, well, Lord, you know, why little old me? And, you know, you've been going on and you think, well, people don't notice. Nobody notices you and everything. And God wants to tell you that He notices you and He loves you tremendously. And He sees your heart and your heart that is after Him. And He wants to say to you now, in front of all these people, that you are a special person. You are special in His sight. And He has a calling on your life. Isn't that wonderful? And He says here, it's time for you to rest and lay aside the burden you are carrying. Okay? And Hebrews 4, verse 10 to 11, you can come and get this just now. Jesus wants you to take it off your shoulders. He wants to take it off your shoulders. Allow Him to do it. Now, what you've got to do is start renewing your mind through the Word, through all the teachings that you've had there. Go back to them and see what God has said. He's actually said to you, you don't have to carry a thing. Actually, He said to you, you don't have to do anything. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's crazy, yeah. You tell her, okay, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Just trust in Dad. Just embrace Dad. And you know what He wants you to do? He wants you to become a little girl again. And take it by the hand and just go dancing in the fields. And just enjoy Him. And just relax with Him. And let Him be your portion. And let Him be everything that you are. Stand against unbelief and only believe. You've been attacked many, many, many days, and I've actually seen that attack on you as well. But the Lord is saying the time has come. You just start believing. You heard Steve minister on that how many times about believing? Hey? The disciples came to Jesus, and they said, what is the work we need to do? And Jesus said, just believe. Believe on the one that sent me. Okay, Bill's paraphrase. But do you hear what I'm saying? Okay. You see, stand against unbelief and only believe. As you do, more and more you will see His glory in every area of your life. Amen. Now, excuse me if I forget names. Sapisa. So Sapisa. I knew it was something, see something. I didn't know it was seaside or, you know, whatever. But I just want to say to you, don't stop laughing, because I was standing over here. And as you were laughing and as you were praying for That man over there. By the way, the Lord sent him to pray for you because he wants you to start laughing and enter into the joy of the Lord and to stop trying to work things out in your mind and to relax with the Lord and let God do it. Hey? He knows where you are. Actually, I believe he's got your telephone number as well. Okay, he's got your address. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. And he wants you to walk in the light that he's given you. And I don't know where you're from or anything like that, but God has got a special purpose for you. And relax in that purpose and let him guide you. And don't you ever stop laughing, because there's an anointing in that laughter that sets people free. Amen. Amen.